Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. DIY, it's easier than...
Hey everyone, welcome to Interior Design Tips. Today we're talking about rental kitchens, specifically how to make one look really nice without spending a lot or, you know, losing your deposit.
Yeah, this is a good one. Because most rental kitchens are just so... beige. Bland cabinets, basic counters, maybe some fluorescent lighting if you're unlucky.
Exactly. And you feel like there's nothing you can do because you can't paint, you can't renovate, you can't really change anything permanent. But honestly, there's a lot more you can do than people think.
The first thing I always tell people is to look up. The lighting in most rentals is just terrible, and swapping out a ceiling fixture is usually totally fine, as long as you keep the original and put it back before you move out.
That's such a good point. I did that in my last apartment. The kitchen had this harsh overhead light, and I replaced it with a simple pendant. Kept the old one in a box in the closet. Made such a difference. The whole space felt warmer immediately.
And warm bulbs help too. Even if you can't change the fixture, putting in a soft white bulb instead of a cool bright one changes the whole mood of the room.
Okay, another one that I love and people sleep on is contact paper for countertops. I know it sounds a little DIY, but the quality has gotten really good. There are marble look options, linen textures, all kinds of things. Applied carefully, it looks genuinely nice.
I was skeptical at first, but I've seen it done well, and yeah, it holds up. The key is just taking your time with it. No air bubbles, clean edges.
And it peels off clean when you leave, so no damage. Same goes for peel and stick backsplash tiles. That's probably the single biggest visual upgrade you can do in a rental kitchen.
Totally agree. Behind the stove or along the counter, even just a small section of tile makes the kitchen look like someone actually put thought into it. And again, removable when you move out.
Hardware is another easy one. Swapping cabinet knobs and pulls costs almost nothing, and the difference is really noticeable. Just bag up the originals so you can reinstall them later.
I have a little Ziploc bag in my junk drawer right now with the original hardware from my kitchen. Cheap brass pulls that came with the place. Replaced them with matte black ones, and it looked like a completely different set of cabinets.
It really does transform them. And then for the stuff that's just hard to hide, like old cabinets that you can't paint, try leaning into open shelving instead. Pull a few cabinet doors off if they're removable, style the shelves with some nice dishes or a plant, and suddenly it looks intentional.
That's a good mindset shift, working with what's there instead of fighting it. You can also use a narrow shelf or a small cart to add counter space and storage. And those are things you just take with you when you go.
Right, and a good rug in front of the sink goes a long way too. It covers up tired flooring and adds some color or texture. It's one of the cheapest things you can do with a big visual payoff.
Yeah, the floor in a rental is usually the thing you just can't do much about. A rug handles that pretty well.
So really it comes down to lighting, surfaces, hardware, and a few smart accessories. None of it is permanent, none of it is expensive, and all of it makes a real difference.
Exactly. You can feel good in your kitchen, even if you don't own it.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Catch you next time.
See you then. Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. Today's episode is brought to you by remodelhome.ai. Whether you're a homeowner, a realtor, or you run a staging agency, you can take a photo of any room and instantly see it in a bunch of different styles. Got an empty or dated listing? Upload it and show buyers what that space could actually look like. That's remodelhome.ai.